Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Thank you guys for joining me. It is February 1st, 2024, and it is 6:14 in the morning. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday. I was running around catching up on things, studying. Midweek Bible study last night. It's always awesome to gather with God's people in worship and fellowship and just be in unity. But it is 43 degrees, nice and crisp. I have the heater on. Hopefully it's not too loud in the background. But as we're continuing on, looking at the life of Jesus, really, we looked at his birth. We looked at some actions that he did. Now we're looking at his words as he's teaching. Excuse me, Ed. The portion I kind of wanted to continue on, and we're kind of basically following the Gospel of Matthew. At this point, Matthew chapter 6 right now. And one of the things that kind of stuck out to me this morning was where Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen. In order to be seen by them. Then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." Okay, let's expound upon this, because one thing is that, so we're not supposed to let our righteousness be seen, but at the same time, we're supposed to shine as lights for the Lord. We're supposed to be influences for people. We're supposed to be witnesses for people. How does that work? How can you reconcile those two things? Well, first of all, yes, we are called to be witnesses for the Lord. We are called to be ambassadors, representatives, like Hebrews says, of the Lord and the gospel and the way to live as a Christian, right? So we're examples as we follow our example, who is Jesus. We're examples to others in word, in action, in conduct, in character, in reactions, you know, and all of those things. So yes, we are. But really it comes down to what Jesus is talking about is the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the Sadducees, the scribes, the ones who were literally doing their spiritual outward actions solely for the purpose of impressing others and showing and demonstrating that, hey, I'm spiritual. So how can you tell? How can you tell what the motivation is? Well, sometimes we can't tell, honestly. But here's a fact. Like, the Lord can tell. The Lord knows. He knows the motivations. He knows our intentions. He knows why we do what we do. Sometimes we'll do things with a heart that's like, this is for the Lord. This is all for the Lord. That's the only reason why I'm doing this. Other times, we even say that and think that. But God knows, no, you're actually doing that to please people. No, you're actually doing that to be seen. You're actually doing that to kind of show off, even though you wouldn't think in those terms. You wouldn't say those things. But see, God knows the intentions. He knows the motivations of our heart. And that's why I think it's so often, so important to so often seek the Lord. To find, okay, why would I be doing this thing that's coming up? What is my motivation? What's my intention? What reason am I doing this? You know, it really matters. It really matters what your motivation is. It really matters. Like I'm saying, we are called to be good influences for the Lord. We are. And we're not trying to be covert Christians. We're not trying to hide it, right? We are trying to be a light for the Lord, living examples of what it means to be a Christ follower. Like, that is a good thing. But when it comes to the point of like, well, I want people to see me, I want people to see what I do, do they understand how much I do for the Lord? Well, I'm going to tell them. I'm just going to tell them how much I do for the Lord. That's the wrong heart. But the beautiful thing, you guys, is that we're not here to judge one another. We're not here to say, oh, you did it for the wrong motivation. How do we know? Like, how do I know what you, the reason why you're doing what you're doing? And I think another thing is, you know, a good thing, just because it's a good thing, I always try to remind myself of this, I try to remind my church this, is that just because it's a good thing, doesn't mean it's a God thing. just because it seems super helpful and very spiritual does not mean it's from the Lord. You know, we could have like two choices of things we want to do, and they're both good and they both seem godly. But at the end of the day, which one does God want me to do? What does He want me to do? Now, we know what the motivation should be. It should be, well, to glorify the Lord, to lift Him up, to make ourselves invisible and Him visible, right? And here's what the Pharisees were doing. They were making themselves visible and God invisible. In that, they were doing it for their own selfish gain. They extorted widows. A whole list of things that they did that were ungodly and for the wrong reasons, for the wrong motivations. They had bad intentions. So that's when it becomes ungodly. That's when it becomes bad. I mean, they looked spiritual. They sounded spiritual. They prayed loudly on the street corners. They gave of all that they had, their spices and their, like, everything. They tithed, right? They did all this, though, to be seen by men. And that's their reward, to be seen. Not going to get a reward in heaven when you serve and do things with the intention of showing off. What we want to do is magnify the Lord, not ourselves. What we want to do is further God's kingdom, not our own little kingdom on earth. And so I think it's very important to measure, to pray, to find out for sure, okay, why are we doing what we're doing? Is it to glorify God, or is it to bring me fulfillment? Is it to further His kingdom, or is it to, you know, build my reputation in front of people? Like, what is the reason? And so I think that's important. Finding out, Lord, search my heart. Am I doing this with the right intention? Am I doing this with the right for the right reason? Am I doing this to bring You glory? Or am I doing this for myself? Or am I doing this for others? Because we're not called to please people. We're not living to please people around us. That's just foolish. That's what the world does, right? We are living to please God. And now people can think what they want to think about us. That's fine. We're going to try to do our best with the Holy Spirit's help and the strength of the Lord to be witnesses for Him. But at the same time, at the end of the day, if we're living to please God and someone gets upset at that, well, that's not on you. You know, that's on them. Not that we say that. We're not like, that's on you. It's your fault. You know, no. But we're living to please God first and foremost. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.